Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 316 for Friday, March 20th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was lower on Friday, retreating from earlier gains as end-of-the-week profit-taking and the rising Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola was down by $1 to over $4, the May contract down $4.20 at $460.80 per ton. A rally in the Chicago soy complex did provide underlying support for canola throughout the day, but canola was already up yesterday when beans moved lower and was starting to look overpriced. A stronger tone in the Canadian dollar, which was up by nearly a cent today, was also bearish, as the rising currency makes exports less attractive and also cuts into domestic crush margins. The large South American soybean crop also continued to weigh on prices. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley did see some light activity today, moving up $6 in the July contract. In the U.S., soybeans and corn and wheat were all higher, with a drop in the U.S. dollar behind some of that buying interest. The U.S. dollar index was down by over a full percentage point against a basket of international currencies. That should make U.S. crops look that much more competitive in the global market. Soybeans were up 9 to 11 cents, the May contract up 11 at 972 per bushel. In addition to the currency-related strength, soybeans also found support from solid nearby demand. Concerns over harvest delays in parts of Brazil were also supportive, although the large South American crops remained a bearish influence. Informa Economics released updated acreage forecasts today, pegging U.S. soybean seedings at 87.5 million acres this spring. That would be slightly from the company's previous forecast, but still well above the record 83.7 million acres U.S. farmers planted to soybeans last year. For corn, prices were up 9 to 11 cents, the May cracked up 11 at 385 per bushel. Informa forecast U.S. corn plantings this spring at 80.5 million acres. That would compare with the 90.6 million acres seen last year. The USDA releases its own acreage estimates on March 31st, and more trade guesses will be coming forward over the next week. Wheat prices, they posted some of the biggest gains, with the May contract up 18 cents in Chicago today at 5.30 per bushel. The weaker U.S. dollar makes U.S. wheat less expensive for international buyers, and that could bode well for export demand. Weather concerns in parts of the U.S. plains added to the firmer tone in wheat, with a lack of significant moisture in the forecasts for many of the drier areas. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, March 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.